Oxygen reactivity increases with concentration, significantly increasing the risk of ignition and fire. A gaseous oxygen atmosphere leads to a more vigorous combustion reaction, a lower threshold for ignition temperatures and energy needed to promote fire, and a flame of higher temperature. As the oxygen concentration increases, materials become easier to ignite because their flammable ranges start to expand and their auto-ignition temperatures begin to drop. So, materials that cannot be ignited in normal air may burn readily in gaseous oxygen atmospheres. This means that clothing, hair, and even PPE are sources of fuel in such an environment. To illustrate the dangers of oxygen enrichment, look at this graph that shows reactivity of exposed cotton in different concentrations of oxygen. Note how the sharp inflection point aligns with 35% oxygen by volume, which is considered high-hazard gaseous oxygen. So, ensure that workers who have been exposed to gaseous atmosphere do not smoke or go near open flames, hydrocarbons, hotspots, or sparks until they have ventilated their PPE clothing in a normal atmosphere for no less than 15 minutes. It bears repeating that no PPE is safe if it has been exposed to a gaseous oxygen atmosphere. It is apparent now that in a gaseous atmosphere, we have two legs of the fire triangle present, oxygen and fuel. All that is required for a fire is an ignition source. In a normal air condition, typical sources of ignition would be open flames. In a gaseous oxygen atmosphere, just the heat from a cigarette, welding, or other hot work, or the sparks from petrol-fueled engines, static electricity, and frictional sparks are sufficient for ignition. As oxygen concentration increases, the auto-ignition temperature of materials begins to drop. When the auto-ignition temperature is reached, materials can auto-ignite without any ignition source.